My old friend, I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a streetlight. I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs and voices never shared. And no one dared disturb of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words and I might teach you. Take my arms and I might reach you. But my
everybody, and welcome back to another episode of TLB Talk Radio. I am your host, Roger Landry, and you know, every once in a while you get called to task. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing. And if I have a touch of ominous in my voice, it's not meant to be there. But I was called to task. And I'm the person who is constantly saying over and over again, you've got to do your research, you have to put it in a fashion that people will understand. You have to be able to get a word out. But it's not just to get a word out. It's to get a word out in a fashion that people understand. Now, I've had this same song, okay, from Disturbed. And I have had it opening my show and doing the commercials and whatever for about a half a year now. That's when I started this show. After John passed, there was a short hiatus, and then I came back and started my own show. If you just listen to any one of my shows, what you usually hear me say is, have you ever listened to the words to that song? Have you ever put them into perspective? Have you ever wondered why two individuals who were already well into their adulthood in the 1960s could foretell exactly where America would be standing today, 60 years later? And the answer to that is just absolutely amazing. And the words crystal ball constantly come into my vocabulary. I was asked, and this is how I was taken to task, if you really want everybody to understand that, and there is a special way you understand that, why haven't you done a show on it or written an article? Well, usually when I do a show, I write an article to support that show. So, yeah, two in the same thing. Is that what I'm doing today? No, that's not what I'm doing today. But I'm going to let you know that I do get called to task. And if it's something that's reasonable and something that's absolutely right, then yes, I will not only consider it, but more than likely I will accomplish it. And I am constantly talking about this song. I think it is only apropos that I put together a show and an article explaining not only the song itself, dissecting the words to the song, but how they apply today. All right, so there's a nice big chunk out of the opening, but these are things I wanted to say. And yes, I do get called to task, and there are times when I have absolutely no choice but to shut up and comply, because when you're right, you're right. Okay, again, TLB Talk Radio, and this is for Sunday, December 18th, 2022. The title of today's show is Holiday Season, Then and Now. Now, let's get through the intro here. And I actually have a couple of special guests that are coming on in the second half hour. There won't be any calls today because the two people who will be calling in will finish the second half hour with me. And they are both valued members of TLB Project and or valued partners of TLB Project. And these are people that I know and I trust. And when we're discussing something like the holiday season, then and now, obviously what we're talking about is what was Christmas and New Year's like when me and these other two gentlemen, and we're all baby boomers, were kids. What is it like today and why? And what took us there? I don't know. I guess this is probably give it away here. What took us there at warp speed and very recently? So anyway, this is where we're going today, but let me get the rest of my intro out today. This is episode number 47 of TLB Talk Radio. And TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest website, which is our social media website, tlbtalk.com. Come join us and say what needs to be said. And that's putting it about as blatantly and as clearly as possible. Come join us and say what needs to be said. As usual, before we get started, I would like to once again say thanks to RBN for the platform and to Sam as the producer. Also to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, and she replays this show every Thursday on Shake and Wake Radio. And Annie herself, who owns and runs Shake and Wake Radio, is also a huge fan of RBN and has been for a very long time. So there's part of the connection there, and I also do a show on Shake and Wake Radio on Thursdays from 3 to 4 Central Time. So there's another connection. Also, the name of that show is Eagle's Eye Report, and if it wasn't for RBN and Shake and Wake Radio, and today here I sit with RBN, the Liberty Beacon Project wouldn't have quite the range that we feel we need and the ability to talk to as many people. So we're very happy to be on these platforms. And RBN is special to me because John and I did a show together for a year before he passed away, every single week on his show, same day, same time. And to me, it was the high spot of most of my weeks. To John, it was probably, he got tired of rolling his eyes into his back of his head, and there he goes again. But you know what? The good thing about it was John wasn't afraid to tell you how he felt. I had a lot of good discussions with John. Okay, RBN is conducting an ongoing book drive. It started on November 7th. It ends on January 8th. Donations of $100 or more will provide the donor with an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by the late John Stadtmiller, RBN's founder and owner. Visit republicbroadcasting.org and check the homepage news feed for details, or call them at 800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 800-724-2719, extension 3. All of this will be in the article tomorrow on thelibertybeacon.com. Again, I will state that the message I bring you, as in today, is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses of remote possibilities. If it sounds to some of you like I'm actually reading this, I'm not. It's what I say every single week, and these are the things I feel need to be said every single week. So again, the message I bring you today is not, never will be, entertainment unless it's announced as entertainment. It's not baseless guesses, because I'm always willing to stand behind everything I say, and it's not remote possibilities if I can pluck it out of just about any major news source on the planet, albeit hidden or not. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality. Recorded facts are an inevitability depending on our course of action. Okay. I would also tell you that anything in today's show is going to be, there will be some, a small amount of researched information, but a vast majority of it will be experiences. And what do I mean by experiences? Okay. Let's go back to the title again. Holiday season, then and now. Okay? What was Christmas like then? What is Christmas like today? What was New Year's like then? What is New Year's like today? And what was the general time around those 2 days? Why is that called the holiday season? There's a reason for that. When I was a kid, that was something you looked forward to all year long. Okay? That was special. You had a special feeling a week before at least, and a week after at least. Okay? It was all about good things. People said good things to you. People did good things around you. If you were a child, you were given extra smiles. Don't doubt me in this. This is a fact. Okay, Christmas and New Year's, the holiday season, used to give you a warm, fuzzy feeling. There was a lot of religion involved in it. I grew up in a Catholic family. Every single Christmas, we were in church. Of course, we were in church every Sunday, but you're catching my drift. Okay, so it sparked that point in your life, okay, your religious beliefs. It sparked the love in your life. And I'm not necessarily talking about the girl next door. I'm talking about your family. I'm talking about your connections. I'm talking about your pets. I'm talking about everything seemed to be amplified. All of it did. And when? During the holiday season. I come from a family of 6 kids birthed by my mother, and at least one, in some cases and sometimes 2, whether they be neighbor's children, where the neighbor's going through a drastic whatever, and their child comes and lives with us for an extended period of time, or a niece or a nephew that fell into the same category. The average number of children in the house that I grew up in was 7. On occasions, there were 8. And on very few occasions, there were 6, and that was the natural brothers and sisters from my mother. But when Christmas came around, this was a typical Christmas Eve and a Christmas day, okay? And just look around you today and realize that with very few exceptions, a family of 7 or 8 kids just isn't the norm anymore. The amount of children families are having today is down well over 50% from what it used to be. As a matter of fact, in 2014, the last time I got reliable figures on this, the United States was suffering a 314,000 birth deficit. Okay, so we had larger families. We did, okay? And I come from this huge family, and we would, after just a torturous week leading up to Christmas Eve, just torturous, because you knew it was coming, and you knew even if you'd been a little bad, there was going to be something there for you. And I pity my dad working at the Ford Motor Company and having to buy presents for 8 children some years, 7 most years. Yeah. And then Christmas Eve hit. And oh my God, it's like it's here, it's here, it's here. And you're with your brothers and your sister because the oldest was a sister. And yeah, all the boys were younger than her. Talk about a princess. But anyway, here it is, here it is. It's Christmas Eve. All you had to do was go to bed. Now, we would all volunteer to go to bed about 7 or 8 o'clock. Normally, you couldn't get a kid to go to bed 7 or 8 o'clock if you knocked them out with a hammer. And I'm not suggesting that to anybody. It was a joke. But we would volunteer to go to bed early because we knew at 12:30 a.m., midnight plus 30 minutes at the most, we would get woken up and taken downstairs in front of the Christmas tree to start opening our presents. So I don't care who tells you what. Anybody who thinks any kid who goes to bed probably about 8 o'clock, knowing they're going to get up in about 4 to 4.5 hours and open up all kinds of neat stuff they didn't have yesterday, is going to sleep? No. So you get up, you open up your gifts, okay? Okay, dad comes, he knocks on the door, he opens the door and he says, okay, who's awake? Knowing full well that every single one of us were awake. And now we go downstairs and we start opening gifts. And it has to be done in some sort of a structured order, otherwise it's total chaos. And with 7 kids, on average, that would have been a total disaster. Okay, so now we've got all of our presents open, and we've eaten through to the point where it's, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning. And now we're told you need to leave all of that stuff right where it is, and you need to go back to bed. How many of you out there think that we actually went back to bed and got some sleep? So we didn't sleep going into this, and we didn't sleep coming out of this because we know what we got waiting for us down there, and as soon as we're allowed back out of our beds, we're going to go down and play with it. Yes. So I would say one of the most torturous days or 2 days in my life were Christmas and Christmas Eve. But 2 of the most fun days in my life were Christmas and Christmas Eve. And the amount of emotion that got spent over that short period of time, okay, the holiday season, I got extra hugs from my dad, which with 7 kids and him having to support 7 kids working at the Ford Motor Company. Yeah. Anyway, and my mother, who was bedridden most of the time I was growing up with a serious heart condition, even from her, extra hugs, a kiss on the cheek, whatever. That was the time of the year when everybody seemed to have a little bit more to share with everybody else. And I'm not even talking about physical things. I'm talking about the way they made you feel, the way they smiled at you. You know, when they touched your hand to say, I agree, it stayed there just a little bit longer. Okay? You actually felt the warmth in their hand before they removed it. This was what Christmas was like when I was a kid. Were there some bad Christmases? Of course there were. But 99.9% of them that I can remember had some extremely fun times. So, okay. What was Christmas like then? I'm really, really interested in the conversation I'm going to be having with Luca Magno, who is the media technical director for TLB Project and has his own shows on both Shake and Wake and RBN, and Bill the Butcher, who runs the Butcher Shop website and is also a partner of the Liberty Beacon Project. But the thing of it is, all three of us are baby boomers. And excuse me, what I'm trying not to do is steer a conversation at this point whereby I set down exactly what I think the differences are between then and now. I don't want to take the advantage of the next 10 minutes of getting a leg up on these guys. Do I understand beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are major differences even in different parts of this country? I would also tell you things like when we say, well, we've got a lot of inflation, and that's not normal, so that's hurting people. Or the economy is really not good where I live, and that's hurting people. But again, we're talking about issues that are regional. You go to Florida, it's got one of the best economies this country's seen. It's booming, okay? They had a hurricane. They bounced back from it faster than I've ever seen anybody in recent history bounce back from a major weather disaster like that. Okay, and they have a governor who seems to be nudging, I don't know, maybe nudging Trump aside a little bit for prospects for 2024. So what we're looking at is there are so many reasons for things being different now than they were then. But there are some individual standout, stand all by themselves, they don't need no help from nobody else things that are seriously responsible for some major changes in the then and the now. And this I'm going to get into because this is not basically what this show with the other two gentlemen who are going to join me at the half hour was set up for. It was set up for discussing Christmas and what we remember with our families then and now. What I'm going to tell you is that one of the biggest change factors in whatever Luca's going to say he felt then and now, whatever Bill's going to say he felt then and now, is going to be as a result of one event. A majority of the changes. Look around you today. The United States is suffering more massive disasters simultaneously in less than 2 years than it ever has in 20 years combined under any other president. Yeah, just put that in your pipe and smoke it. So what are we looking at? We're looking at, you know, economic catastrophe. We're looking at inflation catastrophe. We're looking at school failures. We're looking at sovereignty failures. We're looking all around us and we're seeing that something is very, very different than only 2 years ago. Well, how does that affect Christmas? How? And what is, in my opinion, the most standout issue of all of these things? I'm telling you, there's major disasters going on all across the planet. That's not hard to see. All you got to do is open your eyes up and look. You can see that. It's a fact. Major issues going off all across the planet. What's the key? What's the one thing that could have been the catalyst for all of this? Well, exactly what Event 201 told them would be. Yeah. That's when they ran an exercise just before, you know, calling out the world to to a global pandemic from COVID-19 just to see what would happen if they did that. And as soon as they found out what would happen if they did that, they did that. And what we see is economies collapsing. What we see is borders being breached. What we see is a massive die-off from what should people who should not be dying. What we see is, and I could go on and on, we have seen the biggest upheaval in humanity in the last 2 years than we have seen in the last century. Why would Roger say that? I'm going to give you a couple hints. This is not about COVID. This is about, again, what's the difference in the holidays? But let me give you a small hint on just why I say this is the major catalyst. Why I say this is what's affecting more people's brains than anything today, whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's or not. The vaccine you're being forced to take or coerced into taking, either lose your job or whatever, go on and on and on, is already on record as having killed well over 20 million people. But that ain't the evil part, people. And you've all heard me say this, and I'm going to repeat it. They also, statistically, the numbers keep generating out to in excess of 2.2 billion people globally have been damaged by the vaccines and maybe for life. 2.2 billion. If that doesn't make your head explode, I don't know what does. And now you have children dying because their parents do not want tainted vaccinated blood used in their child for transfusion when they're being operated on or whatever. Nor do they want it for themselves. In other words, they're insisting on blood from donors who didn't get the vaccine, which I think is very intelligent. But what you're looking at is a massive amount of blood that isn't there when it's needed, like right now, in a lot of situations. Why? Because how much of the global, because this just came out where people started pushing back against the vaccine-tainted blood. Now, all of a sudden, you have blood shortages everywhere. We're looking at a time right now where, in my eyes, I would probably be more excited around Christmas time to be around my family so that I could give them a hug and tell them how glad I am just of the fact that they're sitting in front of me right now. They're alive. They're not part of what's going on around us, or if they are, it hasn't snuck into our lives yet. When's the last Christmas you had a feeling like that? And is it justified? You bet your sweet butt it is. We have billions of people being damaged by a vaccine. We have an open border allowing terrorists into our country by the hundreds. We know this to be a fact. We have an economy that's collapsing. We have a president that's literally kicking America right into China's playing field. All of this is happening, and it's Christmas time. I want to give each and every person in my life I really love a big hug and an extra kiss on the cheek for the fact that they're alive and well now, with the best hopes that next year it'll be the same. When I come back, I have two special guests, and we'll talk about Christmas, or excuse me, we'll talk about the season, the holiday season then and now.
Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Everybody, I would like to, and I almost did let it play through to the end, but not this time. Again, welcome back to TLB Talk Radio, and this is episode number 47 for Sunday, December 18, 2022, and the title for today's show is Holiday Season Then and Now. Well, the first half hour, you got to listen to the rantings of, me. And this is what I do. But in the second half hour, I promised you two special guests. And these are two people that I trust and consider to be personal friends. And they are also two people that are intimately involved in the Liberty Beacon Project on one level or another. The first person I will introduce and bring in, Luca and I have known each other for going on 10 years now. Luca Mazzano is also I might have mentioned that earlier. He is the technical director for the technical side of media. And he's got several of his own shows. How are you today, Luca?
Doing great. I would love to start out with what Robert De Niro says. Hooah.
Okay, let me bring our other guest in, and then we're going to start a free-for-all. I mean, a discussion here. The second individual who is waiting online to jump into this discussion is an individual I have known for years as well, and he is the purveyor of the Butcher Shop, and it is a great website, and it is something that we are partnered with at the Liberty Beacon Project. And Bill the Butcher is with us. How are you, Bill?
I am doing great. And Luca, I am so glad to finally meet you voice to voice. I want to let you know, a few weeks ago, you made a certain little girl's day, week, month, whatever, because when she found out that you stuck with the project just because of her, she fell in love with you. I just thought you needed to know that.
Well, she's got to come and tell me. And I'll be happy to be there. I'll be happy to be there. When I'm basically, just to tell everybody, I'm basically editing video and audio and pictures and just giving Bill and Puck, her name is, the energy and the love that I have, because that's what I know it's everything's born from. And Roger's making it all happen. So what do you want? Hey, what do you want more than
this
that?
This is what I want. You asked. Okay, so hush up now, because I'm going to tell you both what I want. And then I want to hear it from both of you. We are all baby boomers, all three of us, okay? From the upper end to the lower end, we all fit within the baby boomer category. I want to know what Christmas was like back when you were Puck's age or younger, 15, 14, 10 years old, okay? I want to know what you remember, and then I would like you to fast forward that until this year's Christmas, the one that's about to hit, because there are differences. And you've each got about 4 or 5 minutes to do this, because we don't want to take up the rest of the entire show. And both of you guys could easily do that. And don't anybody think I'm telling you they talk too much. They don't. They just have a lot of really cool things they can say. So you are the elders here, Bill. So if you would start off with, holiday season, then and now, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, then.
And you have a big family of little kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
1956,
he does.
Okay? 1956, back in the day, the magic was there. It didn't matter if you believed in Santa Claus or not. Religion wasn't a big part of it, but the magic was there. No matter how poor you were, you could always come up with something under the tree, and there had to be a tree. There had to be a tree, and there had to be something under it. And the difference is now, with the pandemic and with the wars and all this stuff, they're taking away the family, and when they're doing that, they're taking away the magic. They're fact-checking Santa Claus, and you can't fact-check faith. Yeah, how about that? That's Bill there, okay? Y'all stop, gentlemen.
I would tell you that was perfect. Not only in the time you took to tell it, but in exactly what you said. because Bill does have the ability with a lot of on-road experience. And one of these days we'll do a show, just Bill and I, where he can explain his life to you, and most of you will go, really? Really? Okay, and the same with Mr. Luca here. All right, Luca, your turn. Why don't you explain in a fashion that won't take us into next year? the holiday season, then and now, please.
Well, I love the way Bill did it, because I'm going to go up and down just like he did.
I knew it.
Family of three. I'm sorry to say, no, I'm not sorry. Absolutely illimited funds, if you can imagine that. Money is not an issue. Completely dysfunctional, okay, but we have as much money as my mother would want to make everything perfect, which she always did. From the scent of the room, coming into the room on the 25th in the morning, and I'll tell you about the rest afterwards, to the tree, my mother always wanted a silver tree, so we didn't have color in the tree. It was the dark green of the tree and silver everywhere, from the tinsel to the lights. So the piano stood in the middle of the room. This was the baby grand Steinway. What they would do the 24th at night, I don't know how they did it, they would make a mountain out of the piano, put in a rail system for the train going in one side and out the other. My father would hide underneath the tree and send us our little hints to our presence on the train that was blowing smoke, you know. Talk about magic. That's what magic was to us. It was just priceless.
Yeah. Yep. And what are you seeing today?
Today I'm spending Christmas by myself. I'm here because I made a decision. Because I'd rather be able to go to sleep at night and follow truth than play along with the sheeple of the world and act like everything's fine. And, you know, this is why we're together today. Because... how did I put that? My pen was going crazy while you were writing, while you were talking, Roger. Good work, unique research, constantly and improving article writing comes at a price for Roger, right? It does. It comes at a price. People that can, what's the word? They suffer from cognitive dissonance. They will not hear us. And that's what my family has become. But I got a Christmas present that I'm going to share with Bill when it's my turn to talk again. So...
I would tell you that, you know, again, I come from a big family, okay? I don't know if you guys listened to the first part of the show, but there were, at any given time, 7 kids in the family, and at sometimes 8 kids in the family. But the average was usually 7. And I was the exact middle child. So that's another whole story. But anyway, Christmas to us was exactly the way Bill said it and exactly the way you implied it, Luca. And that is, it was a special time of the year. We felt it. We felt it. I mean, we'd walk into the house and we'd get little shivers. It was like, oh, yeah, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. And it was like we knew the cycle. We did. And today there is such a major shift on so many fronts because of all of this. And Bill, what I'd like you to discuss, okay, is your immediate family right now, because Puck is your granddaughter, and everybody already knows from our shows that she's 15 years old, about to turn 16, and that she is a very talented young lady, but you also have 4 young boys living there. So what's this all about? Are you Santa Claus next week? Are you?
Well, when you look back at the demographics of the children, basically, they come, my grandkids come from a long history of entertainment people. Johnny Horton, Hank Williams Jr., Elvis, people like that that we were around and that I grew up with, and then consequently they were influenced by it. Puck's, you know, her, and she said her birth mother and everything, and I, Jackie, and people like that, they've always been around entertainment, and they're expected to behave a certain way, but they're still kids, and they, they lose the magic, Roger, when they analyze it, when they try to fact check Santa Claus, they tend to lose the magic, and it's just real sad. You know that that you know Puck. Now she's off in Nirvana somewhere. She spent yesterday. She spent all day yesterday learning the Bohemian Rhapsody, and she learned it.
When I called, the first thing she said to me is, "I know the Bohemian Rhapsody. You want to hear it?" And I was like, "Okay, wait a minute. Okay." But that's not what I need from you right now, although what you just said is perfect, which is why I didn't say a word. What I want to hear from you right now is you have a couple of days until Christmas is actually knocking on your door. I'm not talking about bad things. I'm not talking about things that bring us down in mood. I'm talking about what are you seeing next week? What's the, you know, the usual plan here? Are you coming home with a bunch of gifts? I'm not looking for anything bad or anything, you know, even strategic. I'm looking for what is Christmas going to be like next week in your house, Bill?
Lots of trees, lots of wreaths, lots of presents, lots of food. the old-fashioned stuff, mainly food. My friends are addicted. Puck is addicted to Frappuccinos, and so, you know. But, yeah, lots of old-fashioned stuff. We live on a lake. We live in a tourist area, so it's all kind of like Disneyland anyway, you know. So it'll be a lot of food, a lot of old-fashioned stuff, Roger. We got a tree in every room. We have lights in every room. Everything. It's just the same thing.
So the day after Christmas, are all four of those young boys going to be running around the house with cap guns or BB guns shooting at each other?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. Or skateboards, or I think they're all getting the kayaks. See, we live right on a big lake, the Mississippi River, and they get in their kayak. Puck is the world's worst about getting a kayak and taking off 10 miles down the river, you know, and coming back. So we got that to contend with tomorrow, you know. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Luca, again, just... What do you see happening this year for Christmas, and what do you wish could happen this year for Christmas? Well, you're in a slightly different scenario than Bill is.
Completely.
Yes.
And I don't want to talk negative on the show, but that's where your power comes from. First of all, I have to address Puck on here because I have to tell Roger and Bill how proud I am of even the thought of being as honest as we are, or as Roger is with Puck, because that's going to generate the snowball of truth. That's going to show kids that we're interested, or children, or small adults, or young adults that we're, you know, that's a place where you can go to listen to truth, to listen to Puck herself say what's going on. I think that's a Christmas present for me right there, to be involved in something like that. Because we're sending the message through her to other kids. I think it's fabulous. And both of you, tip of the hat on that. This year, I feel like Jack on the Titanic. He doesn't have 5 cents to rub together, but all the bills are paid, and he's got faith.
Read your note.
I'm sorry?
Get to your note and then read it, please.
Bill the Butcher, first of all, had a really good article that just came out. It's called "Because My Pastor Told Me So." Okay, will not be a valid excuse when you stand before God and have to account for your life. I'd like to twist that a little bit and say, because I trusted my doctor, or because my government would never hurt me. That's not going to be a valid excuse either. My family has broken up because of this. My brother says he's ashamed of having the same last name as I do, and he calls me evil for all kinds of reasons that we won't get into. My sister, however, being 3 years older than him and 4 years older than me, sits back and watches. And finally, she sends me the Christmas present I've always wanted to have. Very quickly, thank you for having stayed so sweet, generous, thoughtful, respectful, brave, and kind through it all. You continue to be an inspiration to me, and life hasn't been easy on us, because it was a completely dysfunctional family. And now that I'm on my search for the truth, she can still love me because she doesn't. That's how much compassion she has. She's not going to.
That's a hell of a note.
She's not going to shut. Oh, that's only half of it. But she's not going to shut me off because she has compassion and she understands what I'm doing. And you know what? I'm doing the same thing you're doing, Roger. And also, Bill, as far as I can see so far, you're consistent with the way you are, with the way you write, with the way you think, you know, where you're going. It's not going to change from polar to polar, right? And that's what she's watching, and she's noticing it. I don't know if she's listening to my shows or not, but I hope so. But, Bill, it's fantastic to share the mic with you as well today, and I won't talk too much.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, look, Luca and I have been friends for a very long time, so occasionally I laugh when you think it's inappropriate. No, Luca and I know it isn't. No. And it's the same with Bill. I've known Bill for quite a while. Longer than Bill would care to admit, more than likely. Hello, Bill.
I'm here.
You're there.
I lead from the rear a lot. People notice that with the butcher shop. They wonder, well, where is she? What's he doing? Well, I'm there, but I never draw attention to myself. And quite often, when I come up with something clever, I will attribute it to someone else to draw attention away from me, because I don't like to be in the lead. A short story here. I gave a speech in Austin one time, and they called me up and they said, "Well, why don't you give a speech down here on the steps of the Capitol?" I said, "Okay. Well, what about?" "Well, we don't know." You know, and they had me sitting there behind the lieutenant governor or somebody, and I got up, and Doc Green asked me, says, "I got these papers." He said, "What are you going to talk about?" And I said, "I don't know." Ain't that a bitch? I'm right up there. That's where my life has always been.
Oh, well, I got to tell you something. That fits. It does. Because I've been in the same situation so many times. But I have a quick question for you. Is somebody you and I both know within hollering distance?
Yes, she is.
Would you like to invite her over here? Okay.
Call the puck, Pam.
We're going to
you're about to have a puck on here in a minute. Come on, Pam.
Have a puck on the show. Uh-oh. For anybody who doesn't know, I do a show with her called Giving Our Children a Voice. And we've done 10 shows. And this young lady is the young lady who is my co-host on that show. And it is always such a joy to do this show. And this is what Luca's been talking about. So if we can, let's see if we can get the Puckmeister or the Puckster or Carry the Puck to come in and say hello.
Politically tickly, correct?
Hello.
Politically. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Puckster, you're on my show. You're on RBN. Everybody's been talking about you, so we wanted you to come in and say hello to everybody. So they knew you're a real person.
Hello. Bonjour. How y'all doing?
That's it. I just wanted them to know that you were real. Are you real? Come on, Puck. Are you real?
Of course I am. Of course I am.
Of course I am. And you and I will be doing another show recording this week for episode number 11 of Giving Our Children a Voice.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
You have a great day.
Well,
and
don't let her go yet. Can I just say something to her?
Go ahead. Hold on. Luca wants to say something.
No,
to you.
I have some really, really strong words for you. In a good way, because I'm really, really proud to be a part of something. See, when I was a teacher, that's what I did. I gave everything to my students, and I watched them produce like you would not believe, okay? And that's what we're doing. And there's such a small fraction of kids or young adults of your age that are interested and that are out to really want to do something. And I cherish that. So I just really tip my hat to you, and I'm really proud of you for that.
Well, thank you, Luca.
Okay. Okay, now you got to go, young lady, because us three guys have to. Us
Do
three
I?
Guys.
Oh, yeah. We got to go play pool.
Come on. Come on. Just me and you, girl. Oh, no, I'm afraid.
You don't
I
have
remember.
A you don't have.
No. You beat up on your brothers. I don't want you hurting me.
You don't have to ask a couple questions. You just wanted me to say hello and goodbye.
That's it. I've got 4 minutes left. I need to close the show down. I'll be talking to you later this week, okay?
Bye, Puck.
Okay. Hi.
Thank you, Puck.
Well, then
thank you very much.
Have a great day to all of y'all. Have a politicaling a great day.
Okay. All right. So what everybody needs to understand one more time is this has all been about the then and the now. Okay, and it's all been about the then and the now from three guys who are all baby boomers, who were all born at least at a minimum 60 years ago, some 70, but I won't mention who.
Where's my cane? Where's my cane?
And if you stop to consider what we see from then and what we know and what we remember from then is nothing like it is today. All right, we have about 3 minutes left. Bill, what would you like to say in closing, my friend? And I'm so happy you made it here to talk with us.
Well, what I have to say is I hope, next year we'll be at least halfway past all this nonsense and we can begin to reconstruct America that we remember.
Ooh, okay. I'm glad I'm not in a boat. That's a hell of an anchor. Perfect. Thank you, Bill. How about the same question to you, Luca?
Oh, geez. I got to do as well or as good or better than that?
No, you just have to do Luca.
Okay, faith. I think that if everybody has faith, if everybody learns to believe in themselves first, to love themselves first, to find balance in their life, to stay away from boxed foods and pharmaceuticals and everything that RBN says, you know, during the website and also during the shows and the commercials, it's really important. And that's what Luca's world is all about. Luca has to learn how to learn about himself and he has to learn about how to learn to unlearn. And I can't do it without anybody's help. And that's why it's working, because we're all here together. Thank you so much for having me on, Roger. And cool. Bill, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, Luca. Absolutely. Glad you finally got to meet the Puck.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And that, you know, I had that sly little thing in the back of my brain going, we got about 8 minutes, 9 minutes left. Why don't we see if Bill can call Puck over to the phone? Yeah. And it worked. Okay. So for any of you who haven't listened, that's Giving Our Children a Voice. And it will be probably... this episode will be published this coming Saturday. So I will put out a promo for that on the next show or via the website. So, look, guys, thank you so much. This is what I wanted to do. Bill, I really appreciate you taking the time to be here. Luca, I know you've got a lot going on in your life right now. Between the two of you, this has been a great show. You've sort of balanced my, I don't know, bloviating with your wisdom on both sides of me, so I feel good. Okay, anybody going to say anything?
Thank you so much. I'm blown away. I could do this every day.
Bill,
you use the word wisdom, and I kind of retreat from that.
All right, we're out of here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. No show on Christmas. Show on New Year's. Bye.
Words that it was for me in the signs and the words and the prophets are written on the subway walls in tenement halls and whispered in the sound of silence.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.